Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
The Texans go on the road to Denver in Week 7, but they fall yet again on the road. They're 0-3 in 2016. Let's take a look at what happened against the Broncos.
Third and four from the Texans' 48-yard line. Osweiler, shotgun, Miller to his right. Kadorowicz in motion to the left. Brock hands off to Miller, trying to run it on third down. Left side, that's the first down. 45, 40, 35, 30, and out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Big run by Lamar Miller into Denver territory. 43-yard attempt for Nick Novak from the left hash mark for the first score of the game. Weeks with the snap, Leckler with the hold. The kick is up. Plenty of leg on it, and it's good. The Texans lead 3-0 over Denver. Third and five, Brock puts the leg down. Draw play, Blue, running to his left. Has the first down, 45, 50, left sideline, the 45. And he's out of bounds across the 42-yard line. Another third down conversion with the legs. 43-yard attempt from the right hash this time for Nick Novak. Weeks with the snap, Leckler with the hold. The kick is up. It's got the distance, and Novak is 2-for-2 as the Texans lead 6-0 over Denver. It'll be a 29-yard attempt right hash mark. John Weeks will snap. Leckler will hold. Snap is down. Novak's kick is up, and the crowd goes quiet as it sails through the uprights. And the Texans have their third field goal of the night. They trail 14-9. Third down and 8 at the Denver 44. Osweiler shotgun. Two receivers right, one to the left side. Fuller. Blue in the backfield with Brock. Here's the snap. Here's the rush. Osweiler in trouble. He's running. Osweiler across the 40. Osweiler dives to the 35-yard line and picks up the first down. First down at the Denver 34. Brock in the gun. Blue in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the left. Osweiler puts the leg down. Handoff. Blue running to the right side. And he gets across the 25. The ball comes out. Denver's got it. It just popped out. And it's recovered by the Broncos at the 26-yard line. It was going well until the turnover hit. And the Broncos have the ball. Dax and an eye for Denver. Second and goal inside the one. Booker, the tailback. They feed him. Over the right side he goes, and second effort gets it in. Touchdown, Denver. It is over. The Texans lose to the Denver Broncos 27-9. They go to 0-3 on the road, 4-3 on the season. And they'll try to make things right against Detroit on Sunday.
On the sidelines with radio sideline reporter John Harris. And John, the Texans run for a buck 40 on the ground. They hold Trevor Siemian to 157 passing yards, but they just can't get the passing game going.
That, I think, is the key. I think we're all going to look at Alfred Blue's fumble, and we'll point the finger at that play. But the play right before that, Ryan Griffin was wide open on this sideline right here. Could have run for 25 or 30 yards. There was nobody in the building close to him, and the throw was nowhere near where it needed to be. Passing game's got it. It's got to go to a different level, or this team is just going to be mired at, you know, 500 ball. I mean, it's going to do this against good teams. And the thing is, there are receivers open at times, and when the receivers get open, they're not making some catches at times. It's just disjointed, and it's unfortunate.
Very frustrating, too, because you are at times able to move the ball, but once you get close to the red zone, the offense just sputters and stops.
Yeah, it was three field goal drives. If you put a couple of those early on, you put some pressure on the Broncos, maybe you score a touchdown. Instead of being up 6-0, you're up 10-0. Who knows what kind of pressure that puts on them at that particular point. But then when they got the lead, well, those guys are just pinning their ears back at that point. You're playing right into their hands. They can play downhill. They can play aggressive. They can play the way they want to and the way they like to play. You never had them back on their heels until the third quarter. You got three and outs, and you had the ball, and you're moving it. Brock picks up that first down right over here, and you thought, okay. Then he missed Griffin, and he turned over the ball the next down. So, what do you do? I don't know what you do at that point.
And what do you do, too, with the start defensively that you have? You force three straight three and outs to begin the game, and still, you're just not unable to capitalize. What did you see from the defense tonight? Because on the whole, played fairly solidly.
Good things at times, but then when the Broncos wanted to run the football in the second quarter, they did. They ran it with Devontae Booker and C.J. Anderson, and then when that got rolling, then Trevor Siemian was able to find his wide receivers open. And look, K. Kevin Johnson, we talked about during the week, we knew it was going to be a big loss. It was an even bigger loss than we thought. The Texans needed Kevin Johnson, and they're not going to have him this year, so they got to find a way to buck up and get it done. A.J. Boye was fantastic. He did everything he could. He did everything he could back there, and he was probably the best player on this team tonight. But when they wanted to run the football, they did, and that's the problem. Is they're dictating at that point. And they dictated when it was 6-0. That's the frustrating aspect. They shouldn't dictate to you, and yet they did. Tonight was the night where I think you really saw not having J.J. Watt, not having Kevin Johnson. This is the night where it really kind of stood out because you really weren't able to get much of a pass rush. You couldn't get about the field until the third quarter when you needed it. But then when you needed to respond to sudden change after the fumble, they took it right down the field and scored.
What'd you think about the way the line performed? You lose Derek Newton fairly early first half with the just gruesome injury to his legs, but on the whole, what'd you see from them?
I thought the offensive line played pretty well, to be honest with you. I thought when Newt went out, Chris stepped up. I don't think they had a sack that I can remember. Near the end of the game, they might have gotten one. I don't remember, but they got a little bit of pressure, but not much. I think it was 2 turnovers in the second half. When you had the game within 5, you're driving to go maybe ahead, or even if you kick another field goal, it's only a 2-point lead at that point, and you got all the momentum. And the 2 turnovers, and then the one that slipped out of Brock's hands. I mean, that's just it's just weird. It's very strange because it came out of his hand like a spiral, so it looked like a pass. So everybody just sort of stopped on it. Look, Drew, I don't know what you say at this point. You've gone on the road for 3 games, and you've lost by an average of 21 points, in large part because your offense can't get anything going.
Now you come home. You're 4-3. You're taking on a Detroit Lions team with Matt Stafford, who some have thrown him into the MVP conversation so far this season.
Yeah, not going to get easy with 9 coming in. Guy's going to sling it all over the yard. And you got to get pressure on him. You got to stop the run. But, yeah, he's coming in hot off a big win against Washington at home where he threw a late fourth quarter touchdown. So see what you're made of. You go into the break 4-4, or are you going to stay atop the division of 5-3? Really, at this point, about manning up, have some pride, and see what you got left.
All right, John Harris, thanks so much for the time. Don't go anywhere. Texans Huddle returns after a quick break.